747, Wes McElroy hanging out with John Lazor. Brought to you by Cowan Gates, the voice of the Hokies, talking some Virginia basketball. If you missed that, you can find this segment's podcast on foxsportsrichmond.com. Get to our lightning round coming up here in a few seconds. I do want to ask you, spring football underway, and it's kind of odd to listen to Justin Fuente the other day speak, because while he's been here since late November, he actually now finally gets to put on a whistle and gets to go coach on the field.
Yeah, and it was about the most comfortable I've seen him look last night at practice. He definitely looks like that's the role that obviously he's the most comfortable in. And, you know, you get back out there, and I think everybody was curious. And even some of the players, I was talking to Sam Rogers yesterday, and he goes, "I don't know much to tell you because we're not really sure how practice is going to go either." But, you know, then you put the pads on and go out there, and it looks very similar despite the fact that you're aligning in different ways and you're trying to put in some packages. But, you know, like any spring camp, they started with a lot of fundamentals last night. But it was fun to see the energy around the particularly the assistant coaches. I think those guys have been through a lot, obviously, with relocating here and taking on what they've taken on, and just to feel the energy from those guys. Watching Vance Vice coach offensive line is my new favorite hobby, by the way.
Why?
He's just, you know, he's out of central casting as an offensive line coach, and he's very intense from the beginning, and it was fun, you know, particularly in an area where we all know the Hokies are pointing some of their interest in terms of where they need to get better. It was fun to watch what he's planning on doing.
I did want to ask you about, you touched on it there, the environment, because there's a lot of different pieces written about what's going on in Virginia and the environment, the intensity, and how it's almost a 180 of what it was. How about there? I mean, just can you let us into the building? I know it's only been one practice, but just the environment, the feel around a new coach, a new coaching staff, and what is, you know, in ways a new program.
Well, I think in a lot of ways it's similar because a lot of the secondary staff and your surroundings are obviously the same, and some of the people that have been with Frank and been with that staff, and of course Bud Foster and Charlie Wiles are still here too, so on that side of the ball you do have that familiarity. But I think there's more of a clinical type feel to it in terms of what's getting done over there. And you know, anybody that's ever been around a Frank Beamer program knows that, save for a few exceptions, it's basically all access, and he was very low-key about allowing people on the sidelines of practice, maybe more so than any program across the country, and you definitely could feel that. And with Coach Fuente, at least just having been over there for about 45 minutes, it definitely feels like it's more of the modern type system of, you know, there's not nearly as many onlookers on the sideline. They're there to get their business done. They're there to do their work, and that's the way it felt for me. But with a lot of energy from the different position coaches, you could tell that there was a lot of a pent-up energy to get out onto the field. And from the players, I think you started to see that. There was some curiosity at the beginning. All right, where do we go? What are we going to do? These aren't the periods that we're used to. But then about a half hour in, you could start to see them just getting used to it and getting into it, and you could start to see some of the guys in the new spots that we're looking forward to this year. So I think it's all good, man, and I think obviously that level of comfort will grow with each passing practice.
We all know quarterbacks at the top of the list of things to watch out for. We'll spend pretty much the entire segment with Lays breaking down certain positions and observations. We'll get to that next week. John Lazor is brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. They're there for you in any case. Wills, trust, anything you need, cowangates.com. Right now, it's time for a lightning round. You can go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. LeBron James caused a stir by unfollowing the Cleveland Cavaliers and others on Twitter. If you unfollowed Fox Sports Richmond, what would that mean?
Nothing, because it would probably take anybody 3 months to actually notice. I didn't realize I was not following Marcolini for like 7 months after working with him.
Didn't realize.
Yeah. That. John Lazor. Six teams from the ACC, as you noted there, in the Sweet 16. ACC or the field?
I'm taking the ACC in that because I believe, and I know I'm a little bit biased because I watched UNC just storm through the ACC tournament, but everyone keeps telling me that Kansas is playing the best basketball in the country, but I think North Carolina is. So right now my pick to win the national championship is North Carolina, but heck, that's almost a 50% proposition. And in Vegas, you look for the edges. I'm not sure what I'd be able to get in terms of the return on my dollar that I bet, but I got the ACC there, and what a showing it was for the conference. And like I said, I know they got a couple of breaks in terms of higher seeds winning in the first round to create more favorable matchups, but nonetheless, an incredible statement.
And by the way, by the way, your answer to that question, if they found out I defiled, they would just tell me to go do it. And because I'm a yes man, I would just go do it anyway. So that's what would happen if I defiled.
You can't circle back to answers. The point of this game is they're supposed to be quick with your response.
Next.
RG3 apparently being honest about what happened in Washington. What's he telling people?
I don't really know. Probably you just own it. You probably do the good act. You probably say, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. I'm going to stay off social media. I don't really know what you say. I mean, maybe last year was humbling. The problem with him is I got to see it. I got to see him go somewhere. I got to see him do it for a year. I got to see him stop being cryptic on social media. I got to see him be the lead guy and actually be able to learn to evolve in playing the game. Easter's this Sunday. Peeps or Cadbury egg?
I feel like you ask me this each and every year.
I think I
just
do.
I can't stand the thought of Peeps. They're just a disgusting confluence of ingredients. Cadbury eggs, hands down, and I wouldn't mind if someone hid them so I had the satisfaction of trying to dig them up and find them, and then they would be even that much even more enjoyable. Sweet 16, or actually going back to the first two rounds, everybody calling it the greatest opening weekend in college basketball history. I don't think that's possible with where the college game is compared to where it was. Do you agree?
I totally agree. I think it was eventful because you had kind of this crazy run of finishes, close calls, I mean, blown leads like in Northern Iowa. But I said the same thing as you're alluding to. I said, look, they called it March Madness. It's not like they just got this nickname in the past 5 years. It's a much different place. We've seen bigger, better teams fall. It's fun. It was wild. It was frantic. But, yeah, not even close to the best March Madness. Lays, you're a baseball guy. Really interested to hear your thoughts. I'm sure you've known some Cuban ball players along the way. Did you get a chance to watch anything yesterday down there in Cuba?
I did, yeah. I watched a couple of innings of that game. And, you know, I don't, without getting into the political structure of it, and I know listening to the Dan Lebatard show yesterday, he was talking about the hurt that there is in terms of the relations with Cuba and the lack of personal rights and human rights down there. But from a baseball standpoint, I think it's obviously a phenomenal thing. It was good to see some of those guys being able to get to go back and to create more of a pipeline to the United States, because that is such a rich area in terms of baseball tradition. I have known a number of Cuban players throughout the time, and there always seemed to be a difficulty in it because their decision was so final in terms of coming over, where here we wanted them to hit, we wanted them to pitch, we wanted them to worry solely about that. And a lot of times, as is the case in baseball, you don't look backwards into what a player, not even necessarily just from Cuba, but a lot of the Hispanic players have gone through just to put the uniform on.
Good answer. We're out of time. We'll end on a high note. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, my man.
John Lazer, voice of the Hokies. Follow him on Twitter at LazVT, and he is brought to you by Cowan Gates. I got some thoughts about what happened yesterday in Cuba. Get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. Tom McCarthy on the Sweet 16. And yes, we will get back into that engaging, deep, polarizing Twitter show poll question of the day, which we will refresh for you at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910.